podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
We were laughing off the air about all the notes. We hear from our listeners all the time with issues, problems, concerns, questions, so forth and so on. And so many of them are people who are in a relationship and they're writing to us because they're in an argument or a fight with their spouse or boyfriend or girlfriend. And we love it actually because it kind of powers the show. We're not happy that you're in a fight. Don't get me wrong. But we love that you share it with us so that we can share it with our listeners. But it's something that Emily and I were talking about yesterday is how long do you think some of these fights last? Like, what couple is out there that has been in the same fight for 2 weeks?
Or don't you think 2 weeks is too long for any fight? Like, I think there's got to be...
Well, you know what happens.
The man gives in?
Well,
that's usually, you got to roll over.
That's right. You do. You really do. I was wrong. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah, because you think, you know, well, it's so incredible because you get the whole silent treatment going. You got this, it's awkward and uncomfortable. And the fact that it lasts more than a day is usually impossible. Jeremy, ridiculous. What's the longest fight you've ever had with Nicole?
10 years.
Oh,
I just did the calculations. 10 years. We still fight about stuff that happened during planning our wedding. And I was too involved, you know, with everything from the centerpieces to the cake.
Shouldn't you be involved?
It ruined part of our wedding and we had to postpone our wedding. And if we have fights now, it'll still get brought up
for some reason.
You know, we'll be fighting about the dog and she's like, oh yeah, well, you ruined our wedding.
Bam.
Whoa.
Bam. That escalated quickly.
What just happened? Jeez. I'm sorry to pick up the dog poop. Holy cow.
Yeah, because I wonder if you get in a fight, you know, maybe it's like a semi-biggie. Let's say it's about like finances or something. And neither party is budging. And it does last like 2 weeks. Do you sit back and think, maybe I shouldn't be with this person because we're not moving. We have obviously different views on this. We can't give it up. I was just spitballing here.
I know, but I understand. And like I said, if it goes for more than a day, I feel like everybody's...
You're burnt out.
Extremely uncomfortable. And it's almost as if you need... Here's the thing. It'll force you into some sort of compromise, won't it? Or it'll force it into one person, like Jeremy said, just rolling over, you know, belly up. Like, all right, I give up. I just don't want to...
I've told you that's my strategy. For years, I said that's my strategy. Just give in and agree. And even if you're, you know, even if
faking
I know
it?
I'm right, I will fake it just to be done with
Doesn't
it and move
know
on.
You're faking it, though?
I'm pretty good at faking it.
But really, if
being
we
sincere,
know, a lot of times we don't care.
Because honestly, yeah, I don't care.
You just
like
want to win.
I just want to be done. I want to move on.
We put it in our little, you know, imaginary scorebook and we... Go on with our day with a little smirky attitude.
Our traffic diva, Chris, we can't even really bring you into this conversation because you and Tim have never even had an argument. So
it's true. But I will say,
what?
My first mother-in-law gave me a piece of advice when I first got married. She said, never go to bed angry.
That's a load.
I know. Well, yeah.
We've
but
done that
it's
plenty
worked
of times.
For me. Although I did get divorced. So there you go.
That one time you went to bed angry. The one time.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.